B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here is what we know. Gronk needs to make a decision by week 13, more specifically, November 30th at 4 p.m. At that point, the Patriots will know whether or not he is allowed to come off the reserve retired list and back onto field. I talked to a source who has spoken to him. He has thus far made no moves toward that. But here's something to consider. When Gronk was cleaning out his locker, sources said owner Robert Kraft went up to him and told him specifically, we want you back for November, December, and the playoffs. The clock is ticking for Gronk.
Oh, boy. Well, things are heating up on that front.
Thought they were dead.
Happy Monday, so.
Good morning.
What's your opening take today?
Oh, that it's a re-entry Monday and Felger Maz have to lead with Gronk again.
No, not Felger Maz. It's not Felger Maz.
No.
It's who? Jim Murray. Jim Murray.
It's his worst nightmare.
I'd like Jim Murray to open up today. By reassessing his Gronk take. No, I kid. What do you make of that? Rob Gronkowski, according to Ian Rappaport, has known this entire year that the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft himself, wants him back for November, December, the stretch run into the January playoffs. He's known this the entire time because when he was cleaning out his locker when he decided to retire, Robert Kraft approached him and told him this. This, according again to Ian Rappaport. Told him this on the way out the door. Gronk, I know you're retiring, but I want you to know, I want you back. That's what he told him.
Yeah, this is why I've sort of had the same stance all along to where this is open. And did
you know this?
I didn't know the details of this, but from the people that I know that I trust, when you tell me that, yeah, it's shut. He ain't coming back, okay? It's not happening. Leave it alone. The guy's retired. When I'm not told that and... doors are left open. Windows are left open. Things happen, right? Cats crawl through. Mosquitoes get in. And you close a window? Ooh, there's a draft in here. There's things that happen when you leave doors and windows open. I still think it's in play. I've always thought it was in play. You begged a 38-year-old retired tight end to come out, and all of a sudden he gets busted, four-game suspension. Like, the real plan was Izzo, and... other guys after that, a guy that I thought was a video guy in the hallway, and like it doesn't add up and make sense for a contender.
Let me read from the report.
I think it's always been the plan.
It says, when Gronk was at his locker inside Gillette Stadium, removing his personal belongings for perhaps the last time, things were much quieter. Owner Robert Kraft walked up to him to say goodbye. According to sources, Kraft delivered a clear and concise message that would resonate for months. Kraft told Gronkowski that he wants him to return for November, December, and a playoff run. If that happened, the team not only would welcome him back, but would remain hopeful that it happens. Time is running out for Gronk to make a return. According to the rules, the last day for Gronkowski and the team to agree to grant him an official return to the roster would be Saturday, November 30th, the day before the team's Week 13 game. Okay, that means we have 19 days to go until Gronk has to make the call.
Which is great. I think we were back in the game week again.
We should put a Gronk day counter in the corner of the screen during this show.
I'd like to
what
do
you
that.
Think?
I would like to do that.
We'll have to talk to Josh, our producer right. at NBC
Just
Sports
a mini,
Boston.
A mini 87 clock in the bottom corner. There's a little 87 logo right above it.
Gronk clock. He's going to work on it. Josh Gronk Fowler clock. Is so good, he's already working on it, he said.
I would love to have the picture of him on the front.
19 days.
You know the flakes, the Gronk flakes, the cereal?
Yeah.
The picture of him on the front of that thing. I would like to have that picture of him on the front of that cereal box up next to the counter.
I hate to disappoint you.
It's our show, Josh, so get it done.
I hate to disappoint you, but when I read this report, let me ask everyone this question. Did you think that it's more likely or less likely that Gronk is coming back? More or less?
Does it have to be either one?
No, or the same. Yeah, you can feel the same.
I feel like there was rumblings about it this week in the media, and then the typical Sunday report. Somebody had it on a Sunday. Rap sheet might have been light on information, so he went to the well.
Okay.
I feel like when they're light on information, they go to a Patriots
game. Yeah, all right, you know, it's like Schefter being around the Monday night.
Do you know what this feels like to me, though? And this is why I'm having a little bit of a hard time getting excited about it. And that is, it feels like it's the team pushing it, not his side.
But is the coach pushing it? Or is this?
I don't think it matters.
Does this piss you off if you're trying to get ready and get your team ready? Because it creates a little bit of a distraction.
A little bit, but I think the coach would welcome him back too, don't you?
I think the offensive coordinator will love him back.
We know Bill can be crusty and probably doesn't love the idea of Gronk coming back midseason. And if you had sort of sold him on this idea when he retired, Bill would say, get the hell out of here. You want to play on the team, come back in July. But now that he's faced with some of the obstacles the team is facing, I don't think he would be disappointed if Gronk decided to come back.
There have been two all-world players Bill's coached, and it's Brady and him. Right. Like everybody else, you could argue, do they belong in a conversation? Not really with those two.
But this just feels
this wouldn't be set in precedent.
As if the reporting is coming from the team side and it's expressing the team's desires, not the player's desires. And the team's desires can be Gronk, 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 we want Gronk, all they want. That doesn't change anything. The only thing that's going to change anything, to go back to our point from Friday, Hardy, is there's one small but important detail in all this Rob Gronkowski talk.
Can I say what it is?
Go ahead.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski and his opinion on this.
Right.
Like, does he want to play football? Well, and like this, whether it's floated out there by ownership or whether it's, you know, put out there, it feels a little desperate, which to me is really unseemly for an 8-1 team to be desperate. Really? You're desperate? You're 8-1, and now you're desperate? But is there anything less attractive than desperation? I mean, it's not going to make him want to do it more if you take... And I don't think this falls under the category of desperate yet. If you just float it out there and there's a story. But there's not a lot to that. I was reading it, and I'm waiting for, like, the kicker in there. I'm waiting for the smoking gun. I'm waiting for, like, the big thing. It's like... Oh, wait a second. Are you telling me that the owner of the Patriots stood in front of the locker of the greatest tight end of all time and said, "We'd have you back at any time and you'd be welcome?" Really? He actually said that? Like, of course he did.
I don't think so. I don't think that it's a "of course he did" type of story.
So he
made it a point to go see him as he cleaned out his locker and made it abundantly clear to him, "We want you back. Come back in November.
Or if you come back, we would be happy to have you back."
Didn't Robert do this on a pregame show?
Yeah,
not on one of those interviews.
He told
Al Michaels on Thursday night, the game.
He made it clear. He said that we want him back. He made his
Who
intentions
wouldn't want
clear.
Him back?
Right. But it wasn't
no, but my
known
point
at
is,
the time that he had told Gronk when he was leaving.
Right.
And that Gronk has known this entire time that this is not some late push that popped up in October. This is something that has been going on since the offseason.
Hey, you know, I mean, you let us know really late in the process here, and I know it's on you, the player, but we could have really jumped on some other guys if we could have known earlier, but
maybe you could help
us out, Ian.
This is the case where you see another case where you see it written out and you see, you know, the report on it, and it reads and feels one way, where in the moment it could have been nothing more than, you know, Zoe, I love you, buddy, man. We'd love to have you back whenever. Good luck. Congratulations. Come November, you want to come back. Okay. But clean out your locker. You're gone. Goodbye. You know, but you read it and, you know, with the prose and with the description of it, and it seems to mean so much more than what
happens
half the time when a player is leaving and retiring and you know they're not coming back. You know, it's words that are exchanged between employer and an employee. And I'm sure he meant it, but does it mean anything beyond that? Does it mean that it's somehow now going to happen because the owner came and said, once again, said to the greatest tight end to ever play the game, "We would love to have you back"? What's he supposed to say? Pack your things and get the F out of here? That's just what you would say. That's what any normal person, that's what any right-thinking individual in Robert Kraft's situation would say to that player at that time. Of course he said that. What'd you think he was going to say? I never want to see you again.
No.
You suck, and I will never have you back on this team.
I don't think he's saying that to every player that's ever retired either.
No, but I think you say it to good players who just, I don't know, maybe were on the receiving end of the most instrumental offensive play in a Super Bowl victory. Yes, these are things that you would say. And he would have said it to Julian Edelman if he were going to be retiring. He would have said it to pick any number of players over the years.
It seems like it's not like that's a concentrated push, but like Edelman's comments a couple weeks ago, man, we could use him. Please come back. You know, people of power and of position holding that have not said, leave the freaking guy alone, he's retired.
I don't think he was saying it just to give
Brady
lip service to him.
Brady said, I'm going to leave him alone.
Brady said, it's not me to make that call. Yeah.
And now he's playing grab ass on Twitter with the partner with the ice shaker. And the Patriots partner with him with the CBD stuff, right?
Yes. Or they're all making good goodies.
617-779-0985. So
everybody has.
Does this report make you feel like Gronk's closer to coming back, knowing what you know now?
I feel the same. It doesn't make me feel less or more.
You don't count. You're informed. Well, you know things. You know things, though.
Not really.
Were you surprised by this?
The table.
Were you surprised by this report?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No.
I think some people would be.
Really?
A little bit surprised to know that from day one.
See, Hardy's not surprised, even though he's like...
This effort to get him to come back. It started Hardy from the very beginning.
See, you're not shocked. I'm not shocked by this report.
I mean, shocked would be a little strong.
He and I are different ends, you know what I mean? But I don't think it makes you feel any differently or me feel any differently.
No, I think the team wanted him to play some more. I don't think Rob Gronkowski wants to play.
All right, we'll talk to you on the phone line, 617-779-0985. Open lines for you. We'll get to some of the games that happened yesterday and how it impacts the Patriots in the AFC playoff picture. We'll also get to the Celtics later on because bad news for Gordon Hayward over the weekend. All that's on the way here on this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Shakers, at TV 12 Sports, Gronkowski likes some protein in his body. Ice shaker, buy more ice shakers. Boom, boom, boom.
You think the ice shakers is flirting to get him back? Huh?
Oh,
no, I'm talking to Jim. Jim suggested that there's some flirting with the CBD and the ice shakers. And
I think there's two things there. You know how you said Gronk was leaving it out there just for everybody because he needs to be out there just to leave it open?
Yeah.
Because he needs to make money? Oh, maybe Brady fell into the trap. That's number one. And number two, it's a very passive-aggressive way to be from Brady to say, I'm not going to tell you to come back, but also partner with the ice shaker company. I don't know.
This is very odd.
Brady said he's not going to be aggressive and say, I want you back. It's his decision. It's his career.
People assume that, they don't speak. Okay, so he's retired. He's gone. They're, really, really good friends. They probably talk a couple times a week. And everybody's like, oh, why won't Tom pick up the phone and call him? He's probably been in touch with him, every third day.
Brady threw him a bone
You know what? Just cut you off. You're retired. You're no longer a friend.
Yeah, but my thought would be on the ice shaker thing that he'd be throwing him that bone even if he was done for sure and Brady knew it.
Maybe. Or unless Brady knows that he's coming back and he's like, all right, well, he's going to be out in the public. He's got this, he's still going to be out there. Yeah. So,
and the ice shaker,
partner now.
The ice shaker thing being That's more of like his brother's thing, right?
We make
I know Gronk.
Yeah, I mean, his brothers are all attached to the fitness business with the father, and this is part of that. You know, it's.
I feel like all this other stuff is a way for the brothers to make money, too, to have a career.
Absolutely.
And Gronk's just a face.
Sure.
Yeah, no, there's something to that. I completely agree with that.
We make a big deal where Brady lives and what house he's in and when it goes up for sale and where he's bought the next one and all that, right? Why is Gronkowski still located here? Like, at that big house in Foxborough. Like, you live in Foxborough. Like, he didn't move to Boston. Sold his condo in Boston. Used to have one there. I know he's got one down in Florida.
That was, right? Like, the party house, right?
Yeah.
Well, which one? Boston and Florida.
Boston and Florida.
We're both party
houses. But, yeah, I mean, like, the main residence is still there. Like, I can see that dude uprooting and just being Florida-based. Or, I don't know, if you're getting into all this stuff. I don't know, Connecticut and New York and, you know, the wrestling and who knows?
Maybe he just likes it here.
Maybe he just loves Foxborough. It's convenient to be right there by that stop and shop. Sorry, Beetle. Stop and shop.
Just loves the Foxborough, the greater Foxborough.
Well, I mean,
area.
The problem is too that Irish pub closed down there. They had a hell fight.
I did. Yeah, they just had one too many of those.
I mean, he's got a Dairy
Queen.
He liked
to go there.
He's got
Dairy. He liked to go there.
I believe Foxborough was named one of the top 250 towns to live in Massachusetts.
You know, I mean, there's only 300 and what, 20 or so.
What's in the? It's in the top.
They redid that rotary down there by the 80%? Fire station. You know?
The fire station Chandler Jones wandered into.
Hey, Chandler Jones?
Right down
Chandler
by the
Jones
police station,
down there?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All guys live around there. It's
yeah.
Good. It's convenient, man. Back way right into work. It's awesome.
So you're saying why did
I'm
he stay
post,
there? Why would he not
post-playing career.
Well, doesn't he have a lot of friends that live with him there?
I mean, Goon. Robert Goon.
They all have like their individual bedrooms with their own locks on each door. Wasn't that part of the... That was revealed in the break-in.
Right.
Like a college...
When the police
like,
came.
Like a house in college.
Yeah, when he and Nicholas were standing at the door with beers in their hands.
Padlocks with that, you know, the
remember
little...
That? Like frat houses? That goes remember over. That?
Yeah.
Remember frat houses? Remember? Everyone had locks on their doors?
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
TV
you know?
Video showed oh, yeah. After the break-in. Nikovic and him standing at the door with beers in their hands. When the cops
in college apartments, kids would do that. We did that in our college apartment. Like, everyone put a lock on their door because no one would ever be like, oh, if people have a party or something, you know... Someone's going to wreck all your stuff, steal your stuff. Well, you know, everyone got a lock on their door.
They have a lot of mini fridges in that house.
You know, you'd be replacing yes. you'd be replacing the stock doorknob with something that had a key.
You think it's
go down to the hardware store and buy something with a key on it.
Jim's right. There's so many mini fridges in that house. There's
every bedroom. Every bedroom has its own mini fridge. The living room has a mini fridge.
That's mini like fridges and like, microwaves.
What the hell are you still like, anchoring down there? You know?
Coffee makers.
I mean, you do have Bass Pro Shop close by.
Keurigs for days.
God, just the pod waste from that house is
unbelievable. Yeah. Bad for the environment.
Carbon footprint.
Oh my God! Do you know that they got
brutal?
The one story I heard too from you, because I know somebody listening here, like really, really close.
Yeah,
and they had all these trees planted in the front, these tall, skinny ones. Like the arborvitae, they never watered them. They all died along the fence.
You got to water those bay. Those
you got to water.
They dry out.
Yep.
They dry out.
Yep. A lot of them.
You got to get a sprinkler system. You can afford it.
Well, yeah.
You've got sprinklers. Hardy's got sprinklers. Rob Gronkowski can afford sprinklers.
That's the third time I've heard that tree name in the last like 2 weeks for people telling me what I need to plant. Along the outside. You got any of those?
Arborvitaes are awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You got any of those?
They create their own wall. They'll grow together.
You got any?
Yeah, I got two in the fryer. I had to rip them out because they were so big. Like, they will grow.
They grow to like 25 feet.
Yeah.
No, too much.
There's some.
Yeah, but that takes years.
Some of the neighbors have them right down the property, and it's just like a wall of tree, just tree walls. Yeah.
Buy them as babies.
Yeah.
They'll go
high, too. I planted like four baby ones like 3 years ago, and now they're like 6 or 7 feet tall now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They'll get up there. And they got up there. The roots started to almost cut into our foundation. We had to rip a couple out.
I can't believe they didn't maintain their trees properly on the Gronkowski compound. That shocks me. You'd think they would have like a rotation, like the job chart, whose job it is to go out and...
Do you think they had a chore chart in that house?
You got to get a lift in first. I bet there's a weight room in the basement.
Well, there is. That was on Instagram. Did you see the video?
Yes, it's a
chore. I don't know, Zell. I don't think
the Instagram video where the one brother...
The whole basement
leg squats.
I'd be surprised to learn that.
The whole basement is just lifting weights.
No.
Just weights, man.
Weights.
I doubt it.
It's just weights, mirrors.
I think there's a stereo down there.
No.
Mirrors?
No.
Mirror. We got to have a mirror
There's
wall.
No mirrors. There's no weights. No. I don't believe it.
But the best part is you can tell, Hardy, is that the previous owner used it probably as some sort of like playroom or TV room because it's carpeted. It's got like plush carpet. And now they've just got like weights in there. Like, it's wall-to-wall carpet, and now it's weights.
Who dropped the weights in the carpet?
It's got wall-to-wall carpet and a bunch of moon stickers on the walls and ceiling.
I had those in college.
Glow-in-the-dark stars.
Those are awesome. I used to have those in college. You remember those?
They're down there. The Gronks are all down there grunting, lifting weights together.
Lots of IKEA cubbies with the baskets in them. Oh, I wonder what was down here.
Those are convenient, though.
Toys.
Oh, you crap. Film a protein bar.
It's like all pink.
It's like walking in a Wake of 180. They have all the stuff in those stuffed in baskets.
Everything is done in white or IKEA walnut.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
So you can match it.
Neutral.
A lot of faux wood down there.
Yes.
And they are now down there jamming out, lifting weights. But you read into that. They stayed in Foxborough. That means something.
Yeah, until he's fine. Like, I don't think that he's going to live there forever.
Well, I wouldn't say forever.
I mean, loves to travel.
But it's enough to leave the door open.
He wanted that teleportation thing to get him to Florida, you know, time travel.
Maybe he's just waiting on that thing.
Maybe when they figure that out.
Patent pending.
Right?
Yeah.
Patent pending.
Can we have the audio from that dumb thing?
So because he's not selling his house, does that mean anything with Brady selling his house?
Well, I'm so upset. My point is we're going to read so much.
Doesn't the opposite have to be true with the Brady stuff?
You'd think so, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, the opposite? I don't understand.
No. Gronk settled here and he's staying here,
yes.
And that means he's... I'm assuming that's what Zoe means. That's why he's coming back.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't you assume that if Brady's selling his house, that's the opposite reason?
That he'd be leaving?
No, the biggest thing I've learned from people that have that type of collateral money is that you have to put your place up for sale and it sits for a couple of years.
But Brady's got way more money than Gronk does.
Right.
So those guys, you can't really compare.
You can't compare them. That's why. Brady's different bracket. Maybe Gronk just likes the gym in his basement better. Could you imagine him in Florida with all those gold gyms, man? He'd be in heaven. Band training, running on the beach, chic model down there. Just out here, you know?
Or maybe he's like just leaving the carrot dangling like he's leaving the carrot dangling for everybody else. And Kraft partners with him in the CBD. Brady partners in the
local,
shaker thing.
Local high school thing he showed up to award some kid some thing here locally. He's posted on Instagram from his basement in Foxborough the other day. Just interesting. There's a video with him and Poppy, and he's working out and sweating.
Where does – there we go. We've got our Gronk.
Yes!
We've got our Gronk calendar at the
– I want a clock. Too,
well, why would you need a clock?
Why not? Jim's got a clock.
Well, no,
you do an app on your clock on
as
your
if
app.
You could rip off the days.
It'd be like Christmas.
12 days of Christmas.
Yeah,
this is great.
Rip it off.
If we were smart,
19 days of Gronk.
87 days.
19 days. There's 19 days until he can decide to come back or not come
back. That's awesome.
That's what it comes down to. What do you think?
If he's really coming back, would he come back on day 69? Prior to.
And how would that work? What day would be day 69? So could you explain that to us?
No, it'd be like 2 months prior. He had until what? He has until week 13, 4 p.m. to declare. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun 19 days here.
Okay. Very good.
Hardy's not even going to look. He's
well, the news story is that Robert Kraft told him in the very beginning that they want him back. They want him back in November. And he's got until November 30th. We'll send it to Hardy with headlines. When we come back, we'll talk about what happened in the AFC, what happened in the NFL yesterday, what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Stupid coaches.
Yesterday. And Andy Reid yesterday. We'll get to all of that. It's on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's an app. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tannehill looking, firing over the middle, caught. Humphreys five. Humphreys end zone. Touchdown, Titans. And the Titans lead 33-32.
Waiting on the snap. It's back. He's into it. The kick is on the way. It doesn't look like it has enough. It's now good. seconds left to go. The Browns sideline explodes. The stadium explodes. 19-16. The Browns lead.
Dolphins just beat the Colts on the road. 16-12, the final score. And what a game by Fitzpatrick and by Needham and by so many Dolphin players today.
All right, a couple of items here. First, an email. Excellent email before we get to what you just heard from the weekend. I'm going to take Drew, the emailer's, word for this. Drew just emailed me. He didn't email you. No sense in emailing, so he's not going to read. He says, Mark, if you take 69...
Don't send me mail, don't email me.
He says 69 days back from the upcoming Super Bowl on 2-2-2020. 2-2-20, the Super Bowl. You get 11-25-19. That will be the day Rob Gronkowski returns. That gives him 69 days from the day he returns to the Super Bowl. November 25th, 2019 is day 69. Thanks for the show, Drew. Awesome email, Drew.
Day after Cowboys game.
There you go. A Monday.
Monday of Thanksgiving week.
They look extremely well prepared, the Cowboys.
There you go. That's day 69.
What did I tell you about the Cowboy matchup weeks ago?
What about it?
I think they're looking at chops for the Cowboys.
All right. Andy Reid, I'm going to read you this headline from a website called arrowheadaddict.com. It's one of those blogs that covers the, you know, one particular team, right? Yeah. I'm sure there's...
Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah, it's exactly, right? It's on Fan-Sided. It's one of these sort of team-specific blogs. The Patriots have some good ones themselves. There's a little bit of a I mean, it says fan sided, so you can know there's a little bit of a fan slant, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that means you're getting some real passion on there. This is by Farzin Vusigi, and I know I'm not saying.
I bet
that.
He's German.
I don't know what he is, but he's got a great column here today. His headline. It's not like newspapers. I'm guessing he wrote his own. Andy Reid should be on the hot seat after Sunday's loss. I'm in on that. Thank you very much. I'll read this. Hardy and I talked about Andy Reid, what, last week?
Yes.
Yeah, and I told you Andy Reid's a clown, and I fully bank on him screwing things up for his team because he always does.
He shouldn't even be fired for this. He should be fired for even screwing up the defense, and he's an offensive guy.
He says Andy Reid might be one of the best head coaches in NFL history. However, his decisions have cost the Chiefs a couple of games so far just this season. He's costing them games. He says this past Sunday concludes the eighth time that the Chiefs have had at least a two-possession lead and lost under Andy Reid since he became the head coach of the franchise in 2013. A two-possession lead and then lost.
With Ryan Tannehill at the helm. Ryan Tannehill at the helm.
It is the second time this season it has happened, and it's the third time it has happened in the last 12 calendar months. Among the eight games with significant leads surrendered under Reid, two have come in the playoffs, while six have occurred at home at Arrowhead Stadium. This past Sunday marks the third time the Chiefs blew a big lead against the Titans under Reid. Some of Reid's play calling has raised a lot of eyebrows. For instance, this past Sunday, and this is the play everyone's talking about, Zoe, third and two with less than 2 minutes left, the Chiefs could have put the game away by converting on third down. Instead, the Chiefs call a tight end screen, attempt to back up Blake Bell, who was covered while Patrick Mahomes was under pressure. Meanwhile, Pro Bowlers Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce were downfield. Mind you, the Chiefs only needed 2 yards. On a busted play, Mahomes slid inbounds to avoid a sack and forced the Tennessee Titans to use their final timeout. The rest is history. Earlier this year against the Texans, the Chiefs were up 17-3 going into the second quarter. But in the second half, Kansas City scored just one touchdown. Down 31-24 with 5:12 to go, Reid opted to punt the ball to Houston. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien wanted his team to go for it on fourth down with 2 minutes left to end the game. His offense succeeded in converting and won. 2 weeks later, with the exact same score and almost the exact same time left on the clock, Reed decided to have his team punt the football to the Packers, who managed to close the game by holding onto the football and keeping the Chiefs' offense on the sideline. The Chiefs have dealt with a myriad of injuries, but they have not caused the outcome of the wins and losses for the Chiefs. Reed's decision-making and inability to close games has cost the Chiefs three of their four losses this year. As Chiefs fans know it, it's not just this year. It's an ongoing issue. There you go. They won. There's at least one person who's invested in the outcome of games for the Kansas City Chiefs that says this guy should get fired.
I was sitting, I was laughing watching the end of this
good
game.
For you, dude.
I was watching the end of this game, and I also watched Ryan Tannehill function on third down. How many third and tens did the New England Patriots convert in that AFC title game on the road in Arrowhead?
What was the number? It was a bunch.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was just Edelman in short motion. Yeah. Guess what the coverage was then? Cover two-man nickel, wide open split safeties, and a nickel guy that couldn't cover a guy in the middle of the field. Guess what Tennessee ran? About 12-yard dig right across the middle, conversion, boom, touchdown, catch it at the five, split the safeties, go in. They're still playing cover two man in third and long. Keep playing it.
Three third and tens on
that
drive.
Chops
but again,
on third down.
The overtime rules are unfair.
Yeah. How about get out of third? How about get out of cover two? How about that on third and forever? Yeah, take your linebacker off the field. Split your safeties. Bring an extra guy. Leave the middle wide ass open again. Anybody that can run a route can abuse you in the middle. And he hasn't done anything defensively to fix that. Their defense is horrid. Absolutely horrid.
And you can run all over them.
You can say what you want on offense. Are they high flying? Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of speed, a lot of talent. This rookie's pretty damn good. Mahomes is good. He's the next great one. But it looks like they're having some misfires too on offense. Everything's not perfect for them like it was last year on offense. But I know this, their defense is way worse than it was last year. Their defense is trash. They were down 9. Tennessee at the end of that game. Tannehill lit them up on that drive. Ryan Tannehill. Like, think about that. Like, all of a sudden, is that a marquee game for him where you're Tennessee looking at him and think, ooh, maybe we got something here. Maybe we got something here. No, you don't. Andy Reid, unbelievable. That's good, though. Just keep more distance between you and him. Because now we're getting to a point in the season where what? We're counting games. We're at that point, guys. Now, all of a sudden, oh, look at the Buffalo Billy Goats. Maybe not the team we thought they were 3 weeks ago. We were looking at their schedule saying, you know what? That team could get in. They could be 13-3. They're a playoff team. Now, all of a sudden, all those other crappy teams that we thought were like the Steelers and the Raiders and who else? Look at Tennessee even winning there. Colts on the down, heading down. Everybody else trending up. Like that collection of 5-4 and 4-4 and 4-5 teams are right there sniffing the playoffs. And Buffalo's choking it away. We lose to freaking Cleveland yesterday. Mayfield spraying the ball over the place, acting like he, you know, killed the world yesterday. Baker Mayfield. Oh. Yeah, I feel better about the league.
You feel better about the AFC.
I feel better about the AFC now.
What about Baltimore, though? That doesn't scare you.
They scare me.
They do scare you.
That team, they're finding their mojo.
Let's talk about that. We'll talk about
but
Baltimore.
Now, hey, it's all about how this thing plays out, how it falls, and where you could potentially see them and maybe where you'd see them.
Yeah, and just a bad slate of games yesterday. Let's talk about that, all of it, yesterday in the NFL. And your call, 617-779-0985 next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jackson will keep it on the read option. He's got it at the 40, 35, spins at the 30. He's got room, 20. Lamar Jackson, 10, 5, touchdown Ravens! Lamar Jackson with the spin, the sprint, and the score!
I mean, that's Michael Vick in 2004, that play. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Hey, did we get hosed, by the way, on the slate of games yesterday for our bye week here in New England? Felt like we did. Yesterday sucked.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight's game and last night's game.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, tonight is good.
Those were the marquee ones on the schedule. I really didn't care much about the day games because it was kind of peak in. But then you start laughing at, oh, crap, they're screwing. Look at this team screwing this up. Look at that. Look at the Bears struggling with Matt Stafford being out.
I don't know how you guys felt about the 4 o'clock window yesterday.
1 o'clock had good games, good competitive games.
I wish Rhode Island showed the, I don't know, what did they show here? Did they show the Steelers?
Rhode Island probably showed the 77
playoff game. They showed the Panthers Packers, which was in the snow, so it was kind of good.
Yeah.
Brutal yesterday.
But we had LSU Alabama on Saturday. Oh, we had the games yesterday.
That's college.
Last night.
That's college.
No,
you always get the good
game.
College
Seahawks
game.
49ers tonight.
You always get the good college game. That's irrelevant to the conversation.
Would you rather have the better games on Sunday afternoon or primetime?
Primetime. Last night and tonight.
No, I'd rather have it on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Quite frankly.
Disagree.
I'd much rather watch the best games Sunday at 4 o'clock. I love a Sunday 4 o'clock late fall game. I think it's great. It's the best window for football. And I thought we got robbed yesterday.
Who'd you get in a 4 o'clocker? Dallas, right?
I was watching Red Zone. So.
Oh, Dallas was on
tonight. Dallas was last night.
Panthers-Packers was on Rhode Island. I don't know what was on.
I saw more Panthers-Packers than anything.
Tom said Steelers-Rams was on here.
Steelers-Rams I got, yep.
Yeah, that's right, because I flipped over a couple times. But
Steelers are coming on, man.
It wasn't worth flipping over to. I just kept it on Red Zone. I don't feel like we got anything great. I feel like we did not get a good bye week schedule of games.
Oh,
other than that Tennessee game, which was great because you know we all rooted for Tennessee.
Yeah,
because
you got a rooting interest.
Yeah, I had a rooting interest.
You
want to see
Kansas City go down.
It wasn't a good red zone day. Is that what you're saying? Because if you watch the full games, the games were good. The Tennessee Kansas City game was really good all day, and then the Packers Panthers game was right down.
I didn't watch red zone at 1 o'clock. I stayed on the Tennessee game, and I put red zone on the iPad.
Even Jets Giants. If you got stuck in that puke fest, that was a tight game. Jets think they have shot the playoffs.
I was annoyed because the best games were at 1 o'clock in the daytime games. I'd prefer the crappy games be at 1 p.m. and the better games be at 4 p.m.
So
you can just sort of peek in at 1 and still do stuff. Like the best window is 4 p.m. on Sunday. 1 o'clock good games suck because then your whole day gets sort of blown up by having to watch at 1 o'clock and not 4 o'clock. Or 4:25.
If it was a CBS weekend, that Kansas City game probably would have been at 4:25.
Yeah,
but it was a Fox.
I would have preferred that. Is that okay to prefer that? That I was rooting for. I don't think we got a particularly great weekend of football.
Oh, I thought it was a good weekend. I started Saturday too. Great.
How was that
great
game?
Freaking kid Burrow from LSU. He's my new favorite. He's my Will Greer this year. Yeah.
He's better than Will Greer.
You think? Yeah.
Boy, he said he's my Will Greer of this year, meaning it's his obsession.
Ohio State had him. Let him go. No, I know they.
I don't think Will Greer was ever like legitimately going to be a top 10 pick, though. This kid might go number one now.
Yeah. This kid can run. He can throw. Like, Will Greer is just basically a thrower. Like, this kid
especially if
run.
The Bengals keep the number one pick. They have a two-game lead on the number one pick now?
That'll be so sad because they'll just screw him up.
Ohio. He's from Ohio.
Yeah, they'll just screw him up.
He Mr. Ohio, him. Yeah.
They'll mess him up.
I wouldn't want to go there. I would not want to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'd hold out. I'd pull an Elway.
Oh, I'll throw a couple picks next week.
I'd pull an Eli or an Elway. Nope, not going.
Throw some picks. I want to draft me fourth.
Oh, you know what? In the interview, you go in and blow the interview with the team.
Yeah, dude, Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
I'm named Josh Allen. I left.
Sit down for the interview and just be a total idiot or a jackass.
Football. I like
be a total a-hole.
I like
to everybody
play
in
football.
The room.
I like to play football.
That's what I do. Tank the interview. Tank the interview with the Bengals. Dan's in Boston. What's up, Dan?
Hey. You may have stolen my thunder. I was going to talk about the Andy Reid game. I was watching the game. I was like, I could not believe what happened. Third down and two. All you need to do is, you're already in field goal range. You get a 5-point lead. Just ram it down the throat.
I always wonder how people call on phones that sound that bad.
Right. I just stand like back over here and just talk like that.
And he was on hold for a long time.
Do you ever call someone and they sound like that on the phone?
No. And if they do, I hang up. I'm like, call me on a regular phone.
Like what?
Like sometimes you'll have a bad cell.
What happens for that to happen to us? I don't think it's an us issue.
Tom's suggesting it's maybe the earbuds with the and then the little the little microphone gets caught in your shirt
or something like that.
Really? Then maybe a millennial will pick up the phone. Just hold it like a phone.
Maybe it's muffled.
Your stupid earphones.
I just wonder how that happened.
How about this? It's the mentality of our callers in the middle.
I'm like so anal. When I talk on the Bluetooth like that, I actually pick the little piece up and put it closer to my mouth. Like
Felger and Maz, the hold it like a piece of pizza.
Hold it like a pizza.
Has been ingrained in my head to where now I'll be talking to people and I hold it like a pizza.
Like a pizza.
Yep, just like that. Hold it like a pizza.
It is Veterans Day, by the way. We have our own veteran screening calls here, so.
Excuse me?
When you call, just to give a thanks to Jimmy.
Coast Guard veteran.
I had to ask this morning, does Coast Guard consider veterans? And he said, yeah. I said, okay.
Jim Louth. How dare you?
I didn't know.
How dare you?
Were you honorably discharged? Thumbs up. Just want to double check. Make sure you got out with a... You're all good.
I'm not going to say anything.
What?
I'm not going to say anything.
What?
Nope.
What would you possibly say about the Coast Guard?
I'm not going to offend anybody today. And by the way, thank you for everybody that served, regardless of your ranking or...
regardless of branch
you
go in. Ahead. Say it. What's wrong with the Coast Guard?
No, let's hear it.
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
So I was about to say, everybody except Jimmy. That's what I think he was about to say.
Yeah, our intern in skinny jeans over here. It doesn't know how to make a drink. Thank you for your service. I salute you. You want to stand up and salute him?
617-779-0985.
I might buy you lunch today. Do something nice.
Really?
About that. Go down, pick something down in the fridge downstairs.
Gordon Hayward's hurt again. Broke his wrist, or broke his hand, I should say.
So I broke mine here and had surgery. And it depends where you break it. Growth plates.
That's
and all
how
that
you did
stuff.
It? You did it playing an NBA game?
Jammed it the exact same way he did.
All right, let's talk about that and what it means for the Celtics, what it's going to mean for Gordon Hayward. Does this mean that we don't have to worry about him leaving now? I don't know. I mean, I know that was a major
how's he going to play video
major
games?
Major concern last week.
How do you play a video game like that, though?
No video games.
Oh, God.
He's going to be on video game hiatus.
That's why his hand was fragile, maybe. Overuse.
There we go.
Was it an overuse injury? We'll talk about Gordon Hayward's injury coming up in 90 seconds after headlines.
Ever in the Army?
No, Coast Guard.
Good Lord.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Starting his drive was Murray. Did he get a moving screen?
Yeah,
he did.
DeRozan, a little frustrated. Hit Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's coming over, shaking his arm. I'm not sure what he did, but maybe it's a finger on his left hand.
Gordon Hayward has not returned from the locker room as of yet here, as we're about to start the third quarter, as he got involved in a collision.
Left hand fracture. We just heard.
Broken hand, no timeline. We're going to get with the doctors tomorrow to decide if he needs to do surgery or not. It sounds like should he decide that, the surgery option might actually be a better timeline. So we'll see what that all plays out to be. Who knows?
He scored 9 points in 15 minutes, and then he turns and
freak
jams
thing.
The hand.
Freakish.
Fractures his hand. What?
Yeah.
Finally is Gordon Hayward again, and now he's hurt again. Bad, bad, brutal luck for this guy. So is it just brutal? How does that happen? I've watched this play 100 times. It just doesn't feel like it's that hard of contact. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird injury.
It's weird. It's how you hit it.
Damn.
Like I broke mine in high school. It was a sophomore playing in the game. I was running. Ball came out, hit the ground. I go down to pick it up as you're running, and it bounced up awkwardly, jammed right into the top of my ring finger here.
Just the football?
Just the football. And it shattered basically this part of the knuckle into several little pieces, like right here at the knuckle. You can see the scars here. So I had to have six little screws and pins put in there because I hit it right on a growth plate. So your finger would grow like Pete Carroll's or Brian Baldinger's, you know, where it's just like one's pointing one way, one's pointing the other. So this could be weird for him where he broke it. It looks like he grabbed it right at the base up there by the knuckle, or it could be back here inside on the hand to where maybe you need to insert a plate or a screw. And then all of a sudden that becomes more problematic.
Oh,
hopefully you avoid the surgery.
Well, according to Brad Stevens, if he has the surgery may actually accelerate the timeline. The surgery could make him get back quicker than not having the surgery.
Yeah, it's like the foot and the hand, two areas you really don't want to break anything. Because you don't really have the muscular surroundings to protect it and the way it heals. The bones are weird. Like Edelman had to have his screws put in, right? And they did that so it would accelerate. They could have left it alone or have it accelerate the process to where you get him back for the playoffs.
There's no new update today from anyone, right?
Not yet.
I haven't seen anything other than what was reported over the weekend. And that is, he's going to see a specialist today to determine whether or not he needs the surgery on the fractured hand. If surgery is needed, he could have it as soon as today, was the report from Woj over the weekend.
Did Marcus Smart ever have surgery on his thumb when he dove on the floor? Remember when he hurt his thumb at the end of the year? I think Marcus Smart had surgery.
I don't remember.
Tom's been scouting Robin Hayward's Instagram. I guess they got on a plane to New York this morning, so I don't know what
hand
that
specials.
Means. But
hand specials. We'll see the best one.
He's going to see him. Hand guy.
Hand, foot, and mouth.
Now, if you have hand surgery, they have to put you out for that, or you just like put your hand on the
table? No, local.
They just like numb up your whole arm, right?
They shoot you up in the armpit.
They put like a little nerve block in, right?
They put a drape down, shoot you up in the armpit.
Yeah.
Then they ask you, I think you have the option to knock yourself out. I want to stay awake. A doctor goes, how's it feeling? You think you're numb? Like, I don't think it's working. He goes, where's your hand? He goes, I go, it's on the table. And I look, he goes, pulls the drape up. He's holding my hand. He goes, he's ready. Swear to God. I'm like, oh. But the weird thing is,
I think it's on the table.
I would.
It's not.
If you had the choice, I would knock yourself out. Because I stayed awake for when they took the pins out and the screws too. Because you feel the tugging and the pulling and sort of pinching. But you really can't feel it. But you feel it. Yeah.
But you know mentally what's happening.
Mentally you know what's happening and you sweat bullets. Like you're just like, oh my God. I'm just soaked from it because you're just so stressed. Knock yourself out.
It's like having a root canal.
Yeah. You smell it. What's that burning? Oh, that's a nerve. No. Yeah, knock yourself out, man.
Ooh. Yeah, man. God, this sucks for this guy.
Terrible.
It's terrible. It's right.
Terrible for him.
What's with all the broken bones, though?
They didn't have enough milk.
What's with that? Again, this is goes back to my belief.
Didn't he look like he grew up on a farm? Like he didn't have any milk? Meat on his bones.
It's bizarre. Like,
and they serve him milk.
I don't think he's not
at the training table.
There are people like, oh, is he getting enough vitamin? Like, come on, you don't really.
He does look
that.
Pasty.
You don't really.
He looks
that.
A little pasty.
Tell me you don't actually believe that. Like,
his coloring's a little off.
Like, he's not getting enough vitamin D. Yeah, you don't believe that crap.
He just starts swiping some
like,
of those.
Oh, drink some milk. Come on.
Some of his kids' Flintstone vitamins.
Like, you don't.
Looks like it looks like he games all day. He eats like Twinkies and drinks like lemonade. Probably gets the half and half, right? Like half lemonade, half iced tea.
So now
couple
he's
hot,
out.
Couple
All
hot
right,
pockets.
Let's talk about the team. What happens now? Gordon Hayward out. What's this mean for the Celtics?
Well, didn't we talk about this last week where we joked and some people thought it'd be problematic if Gordon Hayward was your best player?
Well,
now all of a sudden you get to find out.
Well, if he's gone, how much of a hit does the team take?
How's the abscess? Jalen Brown's abscess. They get that thing all cured up. And
20 in the first half against the Spurs. He's fine.
So I think, isn't this funny? Like when one's out or the other one seems to explode? Like that whole Hayward-Brown dynamic?
Well, yeah, but you had like this classy problem the other day.
Yeah.
Of, you know, someone's going to accept their role. And that
talked
being,
about this with Stevens and Marcus Smart coming off the bench. And
Brown's going to accept the role of being that guy to come off the bench and score points. Well, now he doesn't have to accept any role because he's going to immediately be a guy who's relied upon to score right out of the gate.
Yep, and he's going to score, and he's going to explode, and he's going to get ingrained, and he doesn't want to get disrespected when this guy comes back.
Right.
So what are you going to do, bring this guy off the bench?
So who's going to be scoring off the bench?
That's a good question.
Do you think Jaylen Brown cares about getting disrespected now that he's got his money, though? He probably doesn't care as much.
I don't know.
No, I disagree with that.
Seem like that. He didn't seem like that type of player.
I think it's easier to take if you're going to, you know what, we're playing a team mentality. I'm set for 4 years. I'm good. Let's go.
What does that say about him if that's true?
Then you overpaid for him.
Yeah, it's just you signed a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
You signed the wrong guy to big money.
That's what I like about him, his intensity, his wanting to play, the way he plays.
I don't think he's like that. I think he's competitive, yeah. Which just means he's not going to settle. He's got an edge to him.
Yeah,
so
like
maybe it's not playing less, but maybe it's passing the ball because he knows he's going to get it back. If he passes it to Kyrie last year, he knows he's not getting it back.
I think Jaylen Brown wants to be a star in this league, and that's exactly what he should be striving for. You don't become a star by playing off the bench, and he knows it.
Yeah.
You don't get
I'm talking about playing team basketball. I'm not talking about necessarily playing time. I'm just saying playing within the team.
Okay.
So if Hayward comes back, why does one of them have to go to the bench? They're both playing at the same time anyways.
Because I think it's better for the team if one of them is going to the bench. That's
well,
why.
For the start of the game, but in crunch time, they're all going to be on the floor, right?
Yeah, that's true. We talked about that a couple of years ago when we were seeing this team sort of get assembled. Or even last year. More so 2 years ago, that was a conversation. But still, it's still something that is a point of pride for these players and will be for him.
Yeah, I mean, it totally puts more focus back on Brown and Tatum. Now, those are the two guys that need to carry your team.
On Kemba.
Those two guys are your superstars.
Now he's got something in front of him, though, where he can take it and run with it with Gordon Hayward out.
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be interesting when he comes back. Say they're rolling and this guy's really taking it.
Everything you said you wanted to earn this year before you got paid, go out and earn it. Go out and earn it without Gordon Hayward out there.
That's like the discussion we had prior to start of season. I think you took Tatum as what? Your most important Celtic or a guy needs a shot? I took Brown. Like now this is his time. Go ahead and take over this team.
I don't think this is going to hurt them in the regular season, though. I think regular season, they're going to win games because they're going to out-hustle and out-play people, out-try teams. On like a Tuesday night in the middle of December, they might be trying harder because they have that type of team. So that they could probably get by without one player. But then in the playoffs, that's where you need them. You need them back for the playoffs.
Yeah, see, I think it does hurt them because the production has been there and he's helped them so far. And I think that for all the celebration of Gordon Hayward being back, now that he's out, you can't just turn around and say, oh, it makes no difference now.
They're going to lose a few more games, but does that make them that big a deal? Is it, if they go from being the 2 seed or the 3 seed or the 3 seed or the 4 seed, does it make that much of a difference?
Well, what if it's the 4 seed to the 5 seed? What if it's
maybe, but then that means they're going to have to play.
Or the 5 seed to the 6 seed. I just don't think anything's a given with this Celtics team right now. I just don't think anything's a given. So, yeah, I think it matters. That's what I think.
I think if they're the 5 or 6 seed, it's probably been a disappointing season either way.
Well, you could all of a sudden turn into one of those teams because you've lost a player like this for a significant portion of time, and maybe you don't. Maybe it's only, 5 weeks. Let's say it's super positive and you only lose him for a short amount of time, month and a half, and he's back. He could be back by Christmas, right?
Yeah. You're talking,
Could be.
Yeah, 8 weeks. Yeah.
So you would be more likely to rush him back thinking you need him for the regular season or no?
Six.
I didn't say rush him back. I said, what if the prognosis is good? That he has surgery and it's not that bad. And it's good and they can get him back in a short period of time.
It's his offhand, right?
I've seen anything from 5 to 13, 14 weeks from people who have speculated on it. I don't know what
to say. Guys, too, if you've got certain toughness,
we have no idea
too,
other than there's a fracture.
You split it up, you tape it, and you go, too. That's how you deal with the pain. How much does it affect the shot or your ball handling? I don't know.
I don't want to hear what we had to when he had his leg injury. Oh, maybe he comes back. Maybe he's running around. Maybe
see, that's a tough
playoffs.
Thing with
I don't
him.
Want to hear that's like just when he comes back, he comes back. Like don't keep speculating and then delaying and speculating and delaying.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem with mentally how he couldn't accept that and his return and the confidence thing and all that. Like here we go again. Hopefully this doesn't affect him that way. Like should I come back? Am I resting? Am I hearing things? Like keep him out of the news.
617-779-0985. Did you see the Deion Waiters story over the weekend?
Huh.
Hardy, I know you enjoyed this one. We'll get to that story in the NBA and also Read and React coming up at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Starting his drive was Murray. Did he get a moving screen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
DeRozan, a little frustrated. Hit Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's coming over, shaking his arm. I'm not sure what he did, but maybe it's a finger on his left hand.
Gordon Hayward has not returned from the locker room as of yet here, as we're about to start the third quarter, as he got involved in a collision.
Left hand fracture. We just heard.
Broken hand, no timeline. We're going to get with the doctors tomorrow to decide if he needs to do surgery or not. It sounds like should he decide that, the surgery option might actually be a better timeline. So we'll see what that all plays out to be. Who knows?
He scored 9 points in 15 minutes, and then he turns and
freak
jams
thing.
The hand.
Freakish.
Fractures his hand. What?
Yeah.
Finally is Gordon Hayward again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.